From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. After a week of bombing Gaza from the air, Israel launched a ground attack today, sending tanks and troops surging into the Palestinian territory. Their targets, Hamas fighters who continue to fire rockets into southern Israel. Here's Israel's defense minister, Ehud Barak.
We have carefully weighed all our options. We are not war hungry, but we shall not, I repeat, we shall not allow a situation where our towns, villages, and civilians are constantly targeted by Hamas. It will not be easy or short, but we are determined.
Hamas, which controls Gaza, vowed to turn the territory into a graveyard for Israeli soldiers. In a moment, we'll talk to an Israeli government spokesman and to a Palestinian living in Gaza City. But first, to NPR's Mike Schuster in Jerusalem. And Mike, what's the latest you're hearing?
Well, it's a very difficult situation to see because everything is taking place under cover of darkness, and there are not journalists along to report this. What we do know, it's the middle of the night. Israel has sent ground troops into the northern area of Gaza. It seems to be limited so far to that area. They've brought in tanks, and they're backed up by helicopters as well. The Israeli Air Force has continued its bombardment of that area of northern Gaza, as well as some other targets in the southern part of the territory. The Israelis appear to be interested mainly in seizing control of some areas of northern Gaza that are relatively underdeveloped. It's where these are areas where the Israelis believe Hamas was launching rockets into Israel, and they want to seize that territory. What more they're going to do and whether they mean to go in much more deeply into the heavily urban areas of Gaza, we'll just have to see.
And Mike, as you mentioned, foreign journalists have been barred from entering Gaza by the Israeli government. Any sign that that will change soon?
No, there's no sign of it. A court in Israel said the government should take foreign journalists in, but so far the Israeli government hasn't acted on that at all, and it doesn't look like they will.
Mike, I want to play you an interview we just did with Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev, and then we'll come back to you after.